Welcome, everyone. This is Franco. I'm joined by my friend Naven.
Yo.
And we just went through the traumatic, event of having to see Batman versus Superman.
Wow, way to hold back the surprise of what the review is going to be like.
Fuck that. I'll tell you why it was traumatic. Well, then that's what the rest of this podcast/YouTube video.
Wait, is this going to be spoiler free?
There will be some spoilers, but nothing major that you haven't already seen in the trailer.
Let the buyer beware sort of thing.
Oh, good lord. All right. Well, yeah. So Batman versus Superman, if I had to describe it, it would be like, it was, if you like the Transformers, I think that you like Batman versus Superman. It looks really nice. Yeah. And the fight scenes are really cool. And you get the satisfaction of seeing Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman on screen together. And you also get, spoiler alert, but you also get to see Aquaman and Flash and Cyborg. So you get that satisfaction of seeing, you know, those comic book heroes of yours, or those comic book people that you love and that you enjoy on the big screen. But it's a clusterfuck. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Up to right now, I literally have no idea what the movie is about.
Basically, it sort of feels like they were trying to play catch up with Marvel. That's exactly what it feels like. Because instead of showing you, the way it works is they were showing a lot of like scenes that, unless you're some kind of hardcore super encyclopedia of DC, you will not understand what the hell is going on. There are several instances where Batman has a dream sequence, and they show those flying things. That has to do with Darkseid, apparently.
Right, yeah.
And the Omega symbol on the ground, that's all Darkseid shit.
Right.
So then you had all this going on. And then he wakes up, and he had like some kind of inception moment where it was like a dream within a dream. So he woke up to, was that the Flash?
I don't know what that was, but the Legion with the rings and they time travel through the future.
Oh, yeah, that's who it was.
But either way, like, it's so, like, really awkward weird. They try to cram so many weird things into this one movie.
Right.
That it was, like, it was legitimately, like, trying to fast forward through their whole universe where, like, with the Marvel movies, they went through character by character, so...
And they slowly
like,
kind of...
They built everyone. Like, Thor got a movie before he was in a movie, and you know, Captain America got a movie before he was in another movie. But this one, like, if you don't know who Wonder Woman is, you're like, who the fuck is this chick, like, jumping in the movie? And if you do know who Wonder Woman is, then... I don't know the story arc they're going to take with the Wonder Woman movie, but why are they coming out with the origin story Wonder Woman after you've already introduced her? And it's not like she has a cameo in the movie. She's in the movie.
She has a good chunk of the movie. She's in a good chunk of the movie. And then there's like kind of hints at a backstory or whatever, and then I guess you kind of fill in the blanks yourself.
They allude to a backstory. It wasn't really... They still don't explain anything about her in the movie at all.
They really don't.
Like,
you don't,
Batman doesn't know who she is. Superman doesn't know who she is. Like, no one knows
who she is. The audience doesn't know who she is.
Yeah. So.
So then there's basically... All right. The gist of it is, I guess... The whole world is either for or against Superman. Some people think that there's almost like God worship of him.
And right.
And then you have the other, like, the other end of it where everybody hates him and thinks he's a total menace. And then you have Batman jumping on that bandwagon with the whole, if there's even 1% chance that he might be bad, he's totally bad. And like, who taught you math?
But then the other thing, like, about this movie, there's so much, like, Zack Snyder, like, to me, again, the story, again, was crap, but, like, the movie itself had a lot of symbolism to it. Like, there was, like, they had symbols for, like, no reason. It was just like, this is gonna look cool, So we're gonna put it on a big screen, but it still makes no sense in the grand story of the movie. Yeah,
and it's sort of, and not even just like if you taught an 8-year-old metaphors, and then you tried to have them give you an example of a metaphor. That's what the symbol, the symbolism meant. Also, another thing with like that was in the trailer was the whole thing with Robin, like. I had to look it up on who that costume was.
Oh, is that what that was?
That was Robin. That apparently Robin was killed off by the Joker. And that was, it said ha 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 or some shit. Like, I don't remember what it exactly said, but that was Robin's costume.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the only reason I even know that is because I had to look it up and somebody, I guess, freeze framed it or some, I don't know. I don't know how the information got disseminated, but either way, that was Robin's costume.
This movie was, like I said, it's really, really confusing. You literally, I do not know what the plot of the movie was other than
an excuse for Batman versus Superman, and you know,
to have them in the same movie, yeah.
Right? And what's upsetting about this also is you have this movie is literally like 2 hours and 40 something minutes. And the Batman, the actual Batman versus Superman fight lasted roughly 10 minutes.
No, it didn't. It was like 5 minutes.
It was maybe 5 minutes. And all of those 5 minutes, you've already seen in the trailer.
It's the way, like, legitimately, by the way, if you've seen the trailer, you've seen the movie.
There's no surprises.
You can literally, it was one of, you know, like when you watch a movie, you can literally, okay, well, this is going to happen next. This is going to happen next. That's exactly this movie. Everything that you think is going to happen in terms of the storyline after a specific point will happen. Because the first legitimate half of this movie, you have no idea what's going on. Like, everything is, like, out of order, and I don't even know if it's out of order, but it's, like, it felt like a part of the movie was missing. It was really weird.
It was to very watch disjointed, and then it's sort of like they took the Man of Steel approach with like the flashbacks. But the thing is, you don't know what actually happened versus either Batman or Superman's like hallucinations, because they were having dream sequences that were kind of unwarranted. And honestly, this movie could have been an hour and a half, and you would have gotten the same effect out of it if you would have taken out all of these like. Honestly, they took the Marvel formula and put it in reverse, and like it's basically driving down the highway using your reverse mirror. That's basically what they were trying to go with. That's the best example that I can give you, and then hopefully they don't crash into things. But they've been bumping onto those fucking side the median and all kinds of shit. And hoping for the best. That's basically what I can think of.
I think it's a very. I guess it's a popcorn movie. Like, if you don't think about it at all, like, you'll like the second half of the movie. The first half of the movie, like I said, is really just jointed. And, like, I was checking my phone a couple of times. I really wanted to get up and take a walk. It's really painful. But in terms of what did you like about it? How about that? Were there any redeeming qualities?
I liked Wonder Woman. I really did like that. As far as when she popped up, I mean, I guess they try to shoehorn her. They did shoehorn her into the movie, because they sort of like, oh well, she starts following Batman around, kind of sort of.
Yeah.
And they don't explain how she knows or one thing to the other or whatever. But the payoff with her was the only redeeming thing. Because, oh, and then you've got the same thing with Lois Lane from the first movie as far for Man of Steel. She's the real superhero in this.
She is Lois Lane, yeah.
And not only that, she's like a one-man fucking, a one-woman CIA tracking down, like, following leads on, like, these illegal weapons and shit like that. So, I think the only redeeming quality is Wonder Woman. Batman was halfway decent. If they had a better writer going along with this, but it sort of seems like it's a different Batman than Christopher Nolan Batman.
Well, right. Well, it wasn't meant to be the same Batman because this is a different universe than that Batman. So
yeah. Well, I mean, but either way, it's a different Batman, and it's basically like I said, they try to take the Marvel formula and then put it in reverse, and then they're working ass backwards.
So final verdict. Would you pay to see this? Should people pay the $20 on IMAX or $12 normal to watch, take their girl, buy some popcorn for this movie.
Fuck no. I paid $20-something for this movie. And I lost 3 hours between trailers and everything. The best part of this entire experience is that I got to see the Captain America trailer in 3D on IMAX. That's the best part of this entire experience. That and Wonder Woman.
I mean, I'm gonna agree. If you're gonna watch it, like, if you want to watch it, does it look good in IMAX?
It wasn't worth IMAX. I don't think it was worth the IMAX.
I mean, it looks good in IMAX because you're seeing your superheroes larger than life.
Right.
But it's sort of... You only really want to see it again in IMAX for, like, the last... Like,
you can show up late.
30 minutes, 40 minutes of the movie. Like, the first half of the movie you really don't need to see in IMAX at all. So.
No, just time it. The last... I mean, if you want to give yourself enough time to, you know, walk to the theater, park the car, I time it the last 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's really it. That's all you really need to see, because... And even that, you've probably already seen all of the good stuff in the trailer. I mean, there's nothing else that needs to be seen. Like, all of the, like, filler dialogue. Oh, you know the other thing? First of all, in the beginning, where the one of the managers at Wayne Corp was having an inner dialogue argument with himself of whether or not he should leave the building that's literally falling apart around him.
There was a lot of like I said symbolism, and I don't know if
I don't
like,
know what what they
Zack Snyder. I think Zack Snyder found like Jesus or something before this movie, because there was a lot of devils and angels and
right
all of that kind of stuff in here. So
yeah,
well, that's that.
That is that. Skip it. Maybe rent it on, you know, Redbox or when it's on Netflix, or just show up 30 minutes late at the theater. But other than that, you're not really missing much. So let us know in the comments below. See what you thought. If you disagree, if you saw it, if you would like to see it again, let me know.
And if you figured out the plot line, let me know.
Yeah, and also, like, no, that's it. I don't even want to know anything else about it. So, thanks everybody for watching. Please like and subscribe. And on that note, we're out of here.